You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the God that has set us free. For who the Son set free is free indeed. The God who got us up this morning and started us on our way. The God who has, by his healing virtue, amen, according to Isaiah 53, verse 5, that we're already healed. The God who is the lifter of our head, our bishop of our souls, the only true living God, the creator of heaven, earth, and sea, and everything that is in it, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you praise today, Lord, and we honor you as our heavenly Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, amen, for your blood that you shed, which is the antidote for our sickness, sin, and disease. I'm very excited, amen, to be in the land of the living. I just bless the name of the Lord today. I glorify him and lift him up because he's been a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, Lord, for being the bridge over troubled waters. Thank you for your peace in the midst of the storm. Thank you for our strength. Your strength in the midst of our joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We just praise you this morning. We glorify you. We lift you up. Amen. We lift up your name today. We lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Glory in the worlds to come. For your word declares to us, amen, that your name has been set far above principalities, dominions, powers, rulers of darkness. Glory be to God. All types of powers. Your name is above, high above it. And every name that has ever been named, not only in this world, but it says also in the world to come. We bless you today and we glorify you. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your power today. Stretch it out, Lord, and touch those that are in need today. Whatever you're going through, all you have to do is keep the faith that the Lord has heard you. He said, listen, if you pray according to my will, I hear you. And if you know I hear you because you've prayed according to my will, you have the petitions. I've given it to you. Amen. Because it's according to my will. I said faith is perfected in the midst of your adversity. Whatever you're going through, keep the faith and keep moving. And everything will begin to line up and follow that faith. Glory be to God. The enemy will see that you have faith. Jesus works by faith. Glory be to God. For in Hebrews chapter 11, the Lord said it's impossible to please me without faith. Satan works by circumstance, and his circumstance is to kick against your faith. But if you take your patience, which is the brakes on your faith, glory be to God, you will begin to be able to experience the manifestation of your prayers and praying with results. You will see it manifesting in your life, your finances, your family, your healing in your body. Jesus is glorified today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I thank you. I'm very excited about today, and I pray that you've been allowing the Lord's healing and delivering power to heal you today. We're going to get right into this message today because it's a kind of tough one, but the Lord was dealing with me on it, and I said, wow, that's really powerful. So let's go really quickly to Malachi, glory be to God, chapter 2. And before we get there to verse 14, in Malachi, the people was doing all this complaining to the children of Israel. So the Lord had to really deal with them. He began to talk about the corrupt priests. He began to talk about infidelity and the treachery of infidelity. And so we're going to go right here. We're going to pick it up at verse 13. And it says, and it reads, and this is the second thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and crying, so he does not regard the offering anymore. He says, nor receive it with goodwill from your hands. Yet you say, for what reason, Lord? Because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth, with whom you have dealt treacherously with. Yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the spirit? And why did he say they shall be one in marriage? He seeks a godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously with the wife of your youth. For the Lord God of Israel says he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously with the wife of your youth. The Lord is speaking to his sons today. And he's saying, and it was very interesting when the Lord brought that to me. I said, I said, wow, Lord. I said, okay, I got to humble down for this one, Lord, really. I'd like to remain humble before the Lord. And he said, many of his sons, even his leaders, have turned their back against him and took in sides with Satan by committing adultery. Mm-hmm. On his wife, and what they're doing is they got their, in the word, Lord call them concubines and Jezebels and whores, but they call them side pieces. And the Lord said, they've been doing this for a long time. And he said, the dangerous thing is that my daughters are crying out to me. The wife that I gave them, the gift that I gave them to protect, to nourish, to watch over, amen, that you have contaminated your marriage in adultery with your concubines, with your Jezebels, and with your whores. And the Lord said, why should my daughter be afflicted because of your desires and delicacies of Satan? He said, are you yet so blinded that you did not see that Satan would bring to you? He said, and even after I warned you, and even after I told you to repent, you would not repent. And now you're saying within your spirit that you need deliverance because now you don't have desire anymore for your wife. But the Lord said, I will put a hook. I'm going to put a hook in your nose, and I'm going to drag you out of the situation. The Lord said, because I'm going to take your desire away from you, from your side piece, from your concubines, from your Jezebels. The Lord is really, really concerned. He said, many of my daughters, why would I give you the gift for you to abuse the gift that I've given you? And so many are suffering in sickness that they had to get from your concubines, from your Jezebels, and now when the fire is in full flame, you're crying on the altar and you're saying, Lord, I need deliverance, and yet you haven't left the situation, said the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you still entertaining, and you said, oh, well, I've been in it too long and I got too much tied into it. But thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ, your soul is in jeopardy. He's calling you to a place of repentance. Deliverance will never come to you and you stay in the situation. Jesus is the Lord thy God that sets you free. He said, I hear the outcry of my daughters, and they're crying out and they're praying, deliver my husband, help my husband. And thus saith the Lord, the sons of God continually to keep their hand in the plate, in the delicacies, in the bed with Satan when I said, come out. Repent. And then the Lord said, did you really think that I was going to allow your concubines, your Jezebels, your whores to really be better than the marriage that I ordained for you? Thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ, repent, saith the Lord, for time is at hand. Your soul is in jeopardy. You have wasted much money, much time. And he says, and you know, it's interesting. He said it was crying on the altar. They're crying in tears. He says, and you want to get the offering from the people. You know, one thing the Lord said to me, he says, they talk about, will a man rob God? Will a man, but they always look over this part right here about being treacherous and mishandling your wife and the gift that I've given you. And the Lord says, shall I just kind of blink my eye and let you continue being it, saith the Lord Jesus Christ? The Holy Spirit is speaking to his sons today, wherever you are, across the land. The Lord is saying, this is what has locked up, destiny blocked, stopped the anointing. Ichabod is in the sanctuary in many places because you refuse to. Don't think he's winking his eye at the women, because they are, the concubines, they are more just as guilty as well, and the Lord is dealing with them. But to much is given, much is required. And the Lord said, it is my time now to hook you in your nose and drag you out the situation, coming kicking or screaming, because his daughters are crying out to them. How, you know, the Lord was really, really, he's really, really like saying, and they want to put shame face on my daughters and say that what is holy evidently is unholy, and then they turn their backs to me and take sides with Satan. He said, and you know, he took me to Samson, and he showed me how Samson's first wife was given to his best friend, and that made Samson mad. And so because Samson retaliated against the Philistines, they went and burnt up his first wife, her dad, and the whole household. Burnt it up. I mean, burnt it. Killed them. And then he goes and he gets Delilah. And so the Lord said, there's many of them that is caught in the web of witches. Witches that were sent to tear down. Now, it's interesting. I got to tell y'all this because, he puts me on the chopping block. Years ago, before I ever became ordained, before the Lord ever saved me, when he saved me, he dealt with me. He says, you know what? I was in an adulterous affair with a married man for 9 long years. I couldn't get loose. I could, no matter what I tried to do, that man wasn't going nowhere. But when Jesus stepped in and saved me, he took the taste out of my, I had no more desire for it. I had no more desire for him. He couldn't even touch me. I was like, don't you come near me. And he didn't understand what was going on. And I remember in the deliverance, you know, because now he don't save me. Now he want to talk to me. And the Lord said, when you were in that relationship with that man, adulterous relationship, the Lord said you stole from his wife because they're co-laborers together. You stole the inheritance from their children. That was money to go for their children. And you stole it. You stole the desire and affection from that marriage. And the Lord said, and I was not pleased. And I suffered. You know, I didn't understand what I was going through in the world, but now when he was dealing with me, I understand that was in his hand all the time. And then many other leaders and many other men of God are walking around sick and weak, and you wonder why. You have no spiritual strength. In Proverbs 31, what does King Lemuel's mother tells him? She said, what, the son of my womb? She said, give not your strength to women. And when you step out and you lay down in fornication, you lay down in adultery, you lose emotional strength. You definitely losing spiritual strength. And so now you allow the enemy to come in and attack you, your family, your church, everybody. And you sitting there saying, I don't understand why this is happening to my kids. I don't understand this. I don't know, understand why they just, you're turning my nose up. No kid want to hear, once again, that their dad is cheating on, especially no sons, on their mom, and got 15 and 16 other kids sitting around. The Lord said, I'm calling my leaders, my sons, the sons of God, to repent, saith the Lord, because I have hooked your nose and your desire have now left from the moment you heard this message from your concubines. And now you shall smell the stench of the very sin and the chaos in the spirit realm that you have caused, saith the Lord. My time is up. I pray for the sons of God, my brethren in Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's not worth your soul. What profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul to lust and adultery and fornication and homosexuality? Because the Lord says some of your side chicks are men. Repent, saith the Lord Jesus Christ, and may the Lord continue to deliver you and have mercy on us all in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and